Missing Los Alamos hard drives turn up in the lab.
Investigators say it looks less and less like espionage, more and more like a foul-up followed by a cover-up.
Texas A&M breaks the bonfire tradition.
We will have a bonfire if it's completely restructured.
Gasoline prices climb higher.
Don't expect anything to get better soon.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The Energy Department says those two missing computer hard drives containing nuclear weapons secrets have been found at Los Alamos National Laboratory. And CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart reports a full-blown criminal investigation is underway because the disks appear to have been hidden recently.
The disks were found stuffed behind a copying machine inside Division X at Los Alamos. That specific area had been searched at least twice before. It does not appear they've been tampered with. The discovery also comes only one day after sources say polygraph exams of DOE scientists in Division X showed apparent deception over just how long the disks have been missing. DOE said they first noticed their absence on May 7th, but sources say it's likely now they went missing weeks earlier. In short, investigators say it looks less and less like sabotage, or espionage rather, and more like a foul-up followed by a cover-up.
Energy Secretary Bill Richardson says people will be held accountable and security will be improved. Now this.
There you are, going about your daily routine, and it happens. You get a taste for shrimp. Lots and lots of shrimp. Red Lobster's mouth-watering peel in each shrimp. Steaming hot or chilled to tender perfection. You know what you have to do. Get to Red Lobster. For all the shrimp you can peel and eat, just $11.99. All that shrimp, $11.99. But not for long, which begs the question, are you on your way? Escape to Red Lobster.
New Extra Strength Rolaids profiles superfan Tom Dolan.
Baseball, it's about pacing yourself. Amateurs, after the first inning, they give out. Me, I work up to it. First inning hot dogs, second inning cheese fries, third chili dogs. By the seventh inning stretch, it's new Rolaids. Extra Strength.
New Extra Strength Rolaids. With even more acid neutralizing power to wipe out heartburn fast. New Extra Strength Rolaids starts working in less than 10 seconds. R-O-L-A-I-D-S spells relief. Use as directed.
Eighth inning, bratwurst.
12 Texas A&M students were killed last November when the tower of timber for the traditional Aggie bonfire collapsed. Today, Robert Wood of Station KRLD reports the university announced some changes.
No Aggie bonfire this year or next. That's the decision of University President Ray Bowen. When the bonfire returns in 2002, it will be professionally designed and construction will be overseen by professionals. Bowen says after it's burned, there will be yet another committee of students and engineers formed.
Review what had happened with the previous bonfire to be sure that the design was followed. All the criteria which we're going to establish for the next bonfire were in fact followed.
Only then, says Bowen, will there be a bonfire approved for the next year. Robert Wood, CBS News, College Station, Texas.
The worst may be over in the Colorado Rockies, where wildfires have burned thousands of acres. CBS News reporter Lee Frank is covering the big fire southwest of Denver.
Many people forced from their homes early in the week when the fire flared up are now allowed to go back home. At least 39 houses burned to the ground. The danger has mostly passed thanks to much cooler weather and calm winds, says Fire Section Chief Mike Reeser.
If the weather hadn't changed, this thing, we'd still be chasing it.
This wildfire, 25% contained, has grown to nearly 11,000 acres, spreading into the Pike National Forest. Lee Frank, CBS News, Pine Junction, Colorado.
Nationwide, the average price for unleaded regular is $1.62. Drivers in the upper Midwest have been paying more than $2 a gallon. A major pipeline that supplies the region reopened late today after being shut down for repairs. But Sam Simon, who heads the largest independent gasoline wholesaler in Michigan, says that doesn't help very much.
There's no signs of things getting improved, so the price is, looks like it's still going to stay up. Especially we have 4th of July coming up. That's one of our busy season, and I don't know what's going to happen then.
Some members of Congress are asking President Clinton to tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. In Southern California, a drive for clean air will mean fewer diesel-powered vehicles. CBS News correspondent David Dow is live with that story.
The board that polices some of America's smoggiest skies approved rules that will place 11,000 cleaner-burning transit buses and trash trucks on Southern California streets and highways, vehicles burning natural gas and other alternative fuels. Board Chairman Bill Burke called it an historic step.
Well, I think that there'll be any number of countries that will be looking at what we're doing here today and emulate it in the near future.
Critics contend that in its haste to get diesel-powered vehicles off the road, the board is also excluding so-called clean-burning diesel fuels. Live in Los Angeles, David Dow, CBS News.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Call me now, and I'll send you my $30 car vacuum absolutely free, no obligation. My powerful car vacuum plugs into your cigarette lighter and has a 17-foot cord. And it's my gift to you just for trying my 8-pound hotel upright risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it, but you do keep my car vacuum absolutely free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
With online business services from digitalwork.com, you can.
I can sit quietly in a new customer's lobby knowing the guy next to me is my biggest competitor. I can read a magazine while he fumbles through his planner trying to find a fact. And when my name is called, I can smile to myself because I know Mr. Competitor just drove a long way for nothing.
With digitalwork.com, you get the help to do over 30 critical tasks, the stuff to defeat the competition. Digitalwork.com. Your business workshop.
Animal rights activists, one dressed as a rat, turned up outside the CBS Broadcast Center in New York today protesting the hit TV show Survivor because it showed contestants eating rats.
I think people need to think about the rat as they would think about their cat or their dog. These rats may not be as cute and cuddly as a cat or a dog, but they certainly suffer the same when they're trapped, have their legs cut off, and are skinned.
Ray Leanne Smith of PETA accuses CBS of using animal cruelty for entertainment. But network spokesman Gil Schwartz says it was just a matter of survival.
We truly believe that our viewers recognize that hunting and fishing as a means of sustenance have been acceptable since the dawn of time.
And says Schwartz, the contestants didn't want to eat leaves. The host of ABC's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has also been targeted by demonstrators. Regis Philbin's new line of monochromatic clothing is manufactured by Van Heusen, which in the past has been accused of making clothing overseas under sweatshop conditions. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
First, the bad news. Mortgage rates are at their highest since 1996. But the good news is you have LendingTree.com on your side, where a network of banks and lenders compete for your business. And with one form, you get up to 4 great offers back within hours. Mortgage rates are rising, but you can still find a great deal if you know where to look. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.lendingtree.com.
Now, the best reason yet to get digital cable or satellite TV. Introducing the Starz Encore Super Pack. Up to 12 different movie channels. Incredibly, all for about $12 a month. See new hit movies on Starz, Encore, and channels like Action, Mystery, BET Movie Channel, and more. Get the Starz Encore Super Pack. 12 different movie channels. Call 1-800-SUPERPACK today.
With subscription to digital cable or satellite TV, availability and price may vary.
Some disappointing corporate earnings reports sent the Dow sharply lower today. It lost 265 points to close at 10,449. The Nasdaq was up nearly 15 points. It finished the week at 3860. The customer was well-dressed and acted like he had money, but Boston bartender Gwen Butler thought he was just giving her a line. They'd been talking about Butler's dream of opening a place of her own. Only a dream, of course, because she couldn't raise the money. But Eric Sager told her he'd take care of it. And sure enough, soon after the Swiss financier went home, he started wiring funds to Butler's account, more than $2 million so far. Construction on her restaurant begins soon. Butler plans to name the place Zita after the patron saint of waiters and waitresses. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Greg Armstrong. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.